I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Jacqueline Kalmakin. Her name is now associated with a hashtag, Say Her Name. Jacqueline is the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died earlier this month while in the custody of U.S. Border Patrol in New Mexico. We're still finding out exactly what happened to her. Initial reports said she was dangerously dehydrated. Her father's disputing that, but he's also making no complaint over the treatment she received from U.S. officials. We reached out to reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe in El Paso, Texas, for the latest.
Well, there was some initial confusion over the reason for her death, which Customs and Border Protection initially reported as due to dehydration and shock. But now her father, through his attorneys and the Guatemalan consulate, has said that his daughter did receive food, water, and medical attention while she was in Border Patrol custody, and that she didn't become ill until hours after they were detained. When she did become ill, it was clear that it was serious. She began vomiting. She stopped breathing. And later, after she was airlifted to the hospital, she went into cardiac arrest and died. Now, the cause of death is still undetermined. An autopsy has been performed, but the medical examiner's office is still waiting for the report from that autopsy, which can take 2 to 6 weeks.
Last week, a lot of people were talking about dehydration as being a serious factor in this girl's death. Where did that story come from?
That came from an initial report from Customs and Border Protection, and it was in that initial statement that the idea that she may have died from dehydration first came out. But now, like I said, the father is disputing that. There was some confusion about how they first arrived in the U.S. It was thought that maybe they had walked in the desert for days. Again, the father saying that's not the case. They did walk for a few hours from a road in Mexico. But when they arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border, Jacqueline's father said that she didn't present any signs of illness. She wasn't showing any signs of being sick. It wasn't until a few hours later that she began vomiting.
You've spoken with the head of the shelter where Jacqueline's father is staying. What did he tell you about how her father's coping?
Ruben Garcia is the head of Annunciation House, which is a network of shelters in El Paso. And Ruben says that Jacqueline's father is staying in El Paso until his daughter's remains can be repatriated back to Guatemala. And he says that he would like to stay in the U.S., especially since he and his family have gone into a lot of debt to pay the smugglers who brought them over to the U.S.
Let's hear Ruben talk about the father.
We had a prayer service with the little girl at the funeral home, so he got to be with her and spend time with her. And he has a lot of faith, just an immense amount, very powerful to watch him be there with his daughter. And he really believes that God's hand is in this. God knows the why, and he is trusting his God. He is trusting his faith.
You've also spoken with a Guatemalan consular official, Tacandi Paniagua, and he's spoken at length with Jacqueline's father. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so the consul told me that Jacqueline's father had no complaints against the Border Patrol agents.
Él manifestó agradecimiento también por los agentes que estabilizaron a su hija en la primer crisis que sufrió.
The consul is saying that Jacqueline's father is grateful to the Border Patrol officers who helped stabilize his daughter and put in great effort to care for her. He also says that he was surprised by the passion showed by the medical team at the hospital.
Monica, what's the latest from the Department of Homeland Security on the death of Jacqueline?
The case of Jacqueline's death is still under investigation, and that will be done by an internal investigation at the Department of Homeland Security and the Office of Inspector General. Tomorrow, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus is set to visit the Lordsburg station where Jacqueline was initially treated before being flown to the hospital. They want to better understand the circumstances surrounding her death death, and also to take a look at the Border Patrol facilities, which are currently not well equipped to care for and host large groups of immigrants, like the group that Jacqueline arrived with.
That was reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe in El Paso, Texas. We also reached out to Sonia Perez in Guatemala. She reports for the Associated Press, and she went to Jacqueline Kahl's village to speak with family members there. Sonia, Jacqueline's family must be devastated. What did they say to you?
Jacqueline's family, it's kind of shock about the death of the girl. What they say was they are very sad. They're very concerned about the death of the girl. They say they never thought that will happen. In fact, they are very afraid what is going to happen to the dad.
Sonia, Jacqueline's mom is still in the village. Isn't that right?
Yes, she is in the village.
Who are the other members of Jacqueline's family who live there with the mother?
This is a very big family. She have two brothers and one sister. So Jacqueline was the second child of this family. And what they say, Jacqueline was very close with the father. And they say she all the time was with him. Even she go to fishing with the father. And she go with the father to harvest the corn. That was why the father took this kid and go with him.
I know you asked her mom, Claudia Makin, why her husband decided to travel to the U.S. Makin is speaking the Mayan language, Quechua there, and she's saying, my husband went away because of the poverty, the extreme poverty that we live in. How intense is the poverty in the village where they live, San Antonio C. Cortez? What's it like there?
Oh, they don't have light. They don't have water. They don't have health care or education. I was asking for how long is the school. It's walking 15 minutes. But when they say walking, you have to imagine there is no a road and they have to walk in without shoes. You have to imagine how poor they was because the house, it's with thatch roof and they don't have a floor. And they just have one bed for six people, four kids and a couple. So sometimes the kids sleep in the ground. So the poverty of these people, it's very, very hard.
And it's that dire poverty they were living in that persuaded Jacqueline's father to go to the U.S. with her.
Yes.
You spoke to Jacqueline's grandfather, Domingo Kahl, and he described the moment Jacqueline heard she was going to the U.S.
Nos preguntaron también de que cómo iba la niña, brincada de alegre porque quería llegar a los Estados.
He's saying there that Jacqueline jumped with joy. So it was clearly exciting for this young girl, but there are many who are questioning why a father would take his young daughter on such a dangerous journey. Did he know how dangerous it would be?
I really don't know if they know it about it. The one thing they know it about it is they will have a different and maybe a better life there.
Do we know how the family planned the trip to the U.S.? I mean, who organized it and how did they pay for it? Do we know those details?
They don't say how they organized the trip. They say they have a loan and now they have to pay that. They put his own little and poor house as a guarantee. And they have a kind of double sadness now because the child go, the girl die, but they have to pay the loan too. Mm. So one of the things the mother and the grandfather said was, we will not recover in the child, but please let my husband work there. At least for pay the loan.
So Jacqueline's mother wants her husband to stay in the U.S. and get work.
Yes.
So he can provide for the family, even though they lost their daughter in the process. Their daughter died.
Exactly. They have to pay that money they use to travel. And they need the father to stay there to make his dream to get a better life, because people forget they have another three childs, and they, like the girl, they don't have food, they don't have shoes, they don't have clothes. The only hope they have now is the father stay there.
We've been speaking to reporter Sonia Perez. She was in San Antonio Secortes, Guatemala, to speak with the family of Jacqueline Kahl, the little girl who died in the custody of U.S. Border Patrol. Thanks, Sonia.
You're welcome.